Thank you, Mitch and Ellie, Jake, and the entire Share Enjoyment team. And thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. Just a quick recap, and I wanted to just share that tonight's the I had the yard site pseudo for my father. Avos Shalom had marked 14 years since his Patira. I was thinking about the number 14, which is the gematria of Yad, which is hand. And if you look at your knuckles, there are 14 knuckles. So there must be something deeper into the word Yad, which again is 14. So what I wanted to share with everybody tonight was a thought that encapsulates my dad. I just wanted to talk about him for a minute or two. Tonight I made a scene on Baba Kama, the first time I had done that. So that's really a big accomplishment for me. It's not an easy masechta to go through. Much like any masechta, it's not too easy, but Baba Kama was exceptionally challenging at times. There was a thought that I wanted to draw from the Parsha. In Pekudei, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was always the one who had to listen to the complaints. Moshe Rabbeinu had said, "Od Ma'adus Galuni, anytime now they're going to stone me." Moshe Rabbeinu had to bear the brunt of Bnei Yisrael when he first came on the scene. "Vatzeli Tzalta Samecha, I'm not saving anybody. Lama Ritz, Lama Zed, Lama Zed, Shnachtani, why did you send me? Umayaz Basi Al Par, the Dabba Vishmecha. Why am I going to do all this work and nothing seems to be working for me?" And now we actually see a change, of course. Moshe Rabbeinu blesses the Jewish people. Vayivarach Osam Moshe. Moshe blessed them. So Rashi tells us what exactly this blessing was all about. Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Yi ratzon shetisha shchina b'masa yedeichem, v'yinoam Hashem Elokeinu masa yedeinu koneinu aleinu u'masa yedeinu koneinu." Translated, that you should be able to see divinity through your handiwork and that it should be pleasant, the workings of Hashem. You should be able to see the Yad Hashem in everything you do. So here we come back to the word Yad. And that is evident when Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the perfection of creating the Mishkan, disassembling it, and then recreating. Every time the Jewish people had to go on their masaos, their journeys, we say, as the Ramban brings down, "Ein mocher b'Torah." We don't say that there's something, that the Torah is not a history book. So even though we're not talking about the masaos until we get to Ela Maaseh Bnei Yisrael, and then we delineate all of the travels and Sefer Bamidbar, there's ample room for us to discuss it up front and to say that every time the Mishkan was reassembled, it was perfect. And it was, as Chazal say, a reassembly, so to speak, of Maaseh Bereishis itself. And so Moshe Rabbeinu looks at the construction, he looks at the effort that the people put into it, and he says that we should be able to see the Yad Hashem in everything we do. So I think that this is something that for each of us, we can take away a lesson. And that is that sometimes we're busy working, we're not always able to learn. And how do we accomplish the gap? Like, how do we fill in this gap? And the answer is that when we think as a Ben Torah has to think, and how a Ben Torah has to act, and how a Ben Torah and a Bas Torah has to behave, then we know we are true ambassadors, because that's really what we do. We go outside, we wear a yarmulke, everyone thinks that we're a rabbi, or you're a girl and you're dressed in tzanua, and you stand and people can identify that you represent the beautiful Jewish people. You become an ambassador. Sometimes people come over and ask you questions, sometimes it's challenging. But the idea is the same, that for us, when we mature, we should be able to know that the Yad Hashem is with us. That Yi Ratzon Shetisha Shechina, that means that whenever we sign a business deal or whenever we go into a business meeting, Hashem is our partner. Hashem is our shutev. Chazam Sofer brings down something really valuable. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu blessed their hearts, not the work. We're translating this through Rashi, but the Chazam Sofer says, "I'm blessing your hearts because your hearts were in the right place." It's like a person says, "I put all my heart into that." Where does that come from? That comes from building the Mishkan. That's the source. When someone puts their heart into something, it's going to be as great as it can be. And Moshe Rabbeinu blessed their heart because of the purity of the actions in which they took to develop and to construct the Mishkan. And that's something that we always carry with us. I just wanted to share one thought or two about my dad before we close out. When I was sitting Shiva, three elderly women came up to me and they each said, "We were really running short on money for our medicine. We call the pharmacy. Your father took money out of his pocket, put it in register, and then delivered it to us during a terrible winter storm. My dad used to make deliveries of medicine as a pharmacist, even though he didn't have to, but he understood how valuable the medicine was to folks, especially elderly that were dependent on Social Security payments and that were unable to get out and walk in the frigid snow and inclement weather. And three women said the same thing, and each one of them did not hear the other. So I said, these are malachim. They're all saying the emes. This is my father was a tremendous, he had a very big heart. And sometimes I just, enjoy sometimes talking with him without even having a conversation. After he had a stroke, I would sit with him for about a half hour and we would sit together and he would smile. And I knew that that was one conversation. So my mom was always interested in see, well, what are we talking about? But we would have many of these conversations. And that's how we would connect sometimes without speaking at all. And perhaps that's the highest form of communication. My father took his hand out of his pocket and made sure that others were taken care of. And that's something that I try every day to live up to. And hopefully one day I'll reach that level that my father was on. So with that, I wanted to wish everyone the bracha that we see in this week's parsha, that again, Yidratzon, we should see divinity through our work. We should put all our efforts into building and raising a beautiful families, and that we should be matzliach in all our endeavors. And we should always be able to seek out and find the Yad Hashem. We should understand the hashgacha pratos of a simple interaction with somebody else. Everyone that we interact with is here for a reason, and they're here to get us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, much as the same, we are responsible, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, to help each other reach our fullest potential. I want to wish everyone bracha v'hatzlacha this week, and everything that we do should be noam, it should be pleasant. Shalom. Have a great week.